This recording, Texas 4, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. I was born in 1938 in a little town called Weslaco, Texas, which is right in the center of the valley, of the Rio Grande Valley, which is very close to the Mexican border, Reynosa. And I went all the way through elementary school and high school there. Our school had about 400 people in it, and as I was telling you earlier, about half of the town was Mexican-American, the other half of the town was Anglo. We had no blacks, no Asian-Americans. You know, there was no other culture that I can recall being represented there. It was a typical growing up time in the 50s. President Eisenhower came to the valley and went down the highway, and I waved at him. I met Harry Truman one time also, but it was just a typical happy days type growing up. Drive-in movies, Dairy Queens. We went everywhere in groups. Hardly anyone dated. The locals, although polio was a big thing back then too. So for about 2 summers, they closed the movie theaters and the public swimming pools. We couldn't do any of that. And just random people, developed polio. So it was that was a real scary time. I had 10 best friends, and we ran around together. We had our picture made together. We had slumber parties together, and we even still now communicate with each other, and we're all in our 60s, so that was fun. So it was a very laid-back, very secure, very innocent time. And there was no, there was a little smoking behind the barn or whatever, but there was no, no drug culture, very little alcohol. I guess the guys probably drank beer. There was a very, you were expected to go to college, at least in my culture, my crowd, my family. You were expected to go to college. You were expected not to have sex before you got married. You were expected to go to church every Sunday. It was that kind of a thing, and we didn't question it. And the interesting thing is that most of the people that I knew, that I grew up with and stuff, have turned out to be the most secure, happy people. So I don't know. I don't know the answer to all that. That's, beyond me. But they're all very, there hasn't been really any suicides or any alcoholism or any, great, terrible, tragic things. But on the other hand, we weren't very creative or very, nobody's ever set the world on fire. Nobody's ever written the world's greatest poem or the world's greatest music. Maybe we weren't tortured.